DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 19th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
Donald Trump accepts Republican nomination for US president, and Taoiseach gives details of what Irish COVID inquiry will look like. Plus, we'll have all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has returned to the stage for the first time since an attempt on his life on Saturday. The former president has been speaking at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where he's accepted the nomination to be the party's presidential candidate in the upcoming US election. Mr. Trump paid tribute to Corey Comprator, the man killed by the shooter. He's also described being shot at, saying how he saw blood all over the place.
Once my clenched fist went up, and it was high into the air. You've all seen that. The crowd realized I was okay and roared with pride like no crowd I have ever heard before.
Former wrestler Hulk Hogan made a speech at the convention calling Mr. Trump a hero.
Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Meanwhile, former US President Barack Obama has told allies Joe Biden's path to victory in the US election has greatly diminished. Mr. Obama is one of a number of Democratic heavyweights to suggest Mr. Biden seriously considers the viability of his candidacy. The president, who's isolating with COVID-19 at his beach house, has rejected concerns about his age and fitness and says he is staying in the race for the White House. Campaign manager Quinton Fox says Mr. Biden is adamant about his position.
The vice president is a part of the Biden-Harris ticket. Our campaign is not working through any scenarios where President Biden is not the top of the ticket. He is and will be the Democratic nominee. I think when it comes to if he is open or being receptive to any of that, look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
To other news now, and Gardaí are investigating a suspected arson attack at the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock. The property, earmarked to house asylum seekers, was at the centre of violent protests earlier this week. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
Dublin Fire Brigade were called to the scene at the former paints factory in Coolock at around 9 o'clock last night. Black smoke was seen billowing from the building, which is currently under renovation, with plans to accommodate up to 500 international protection applicants. The fire was quickly brought under control and damage to the building was minimal. Gardaí have maintained a presence outside the factory overnight, with the scene set to be forensically examined today. The building was at the centre of violent clashes on Monday when bricks and missiles were hurled at Gardaí and pepper spray was deployed by the Garda Public Order Unit.
Dozens of children requiring spinal surgeries will be offered an opportunity to get their treatment overseas by the Department of Health. A number of outsourcing agreements with international hospitals are being finalised. Families who elect to travel will have their accommodation and flights organised and paid for by the Department of Health. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The health minister flew to the United States in the past week to meet directly with clinicians and inspect hospitals. It's believed he met with clinicians from Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in New York. The hospital is affiliated with the medical school at Columbia University, which is regarded as one of the most prestigious in the world. He also visited a second hospital in the US. An agreement has also been brokered with Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. The agreements come after what has been described as extensive engagement over many months. It's understood Minister Donnelly decided to progress the outsourcing initiatives in order to deal with a backlog that escalated during COVID. There has been a significant increase in referrals onto the waiting list, with a 42% increase last year compared to pre-COVID.
A man in his 20s is due in court this morning, charged in connection with threats made online against the Garda Commissioner and the Sinn Féin leader. He was arrested yesterday in South Dublin. The man has been charged under Section 5 of the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act and is due to appear before the Criminal Courts of Justice after 10 o'clock this morning. In entertainment news, David Attenborough is going to present a new documentary about the health of the world's oceans. The 98-year-old says the National Geographic special will uncover why our seas are in such a bad state and how they can bounce back to life. The programme will span Europe, Africa and North and South America. And in sport, in golf, Shane Lowry is one shot off the lead ahead of today's second round of the Open Championship. The 2019 winner of the Claret Jug tees off from 5-under par at around 9:45 this morning at Troon. England's Daniel Brown takes a one-shot lead into the second round on 6-under. McIlroy's battle just to make the cut begins at 3:10. He'll tee off from 7-over par. He shares that mark with Galway amateur Liam Nolan. Two-time winner Padraig Harrington is well placed on 1-over par. Darren Clark is 6-over par. And Shane Lowry says he's delighted with how his opening round went.
I went out there, lucky. I watched a lot of golf this morning and I saw that the golf course was not playing easy. And I just tried to go out and play my game and hit some good shots and hold a few putts, and I did that and I'm pretty happy.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.